For this episode of the Parklander podcast, we have the Mayor of Coral Springs, Scott Burke, with us. He will be talking to us about the resources Coral Springs is providing our residents and businesses. Welcome, Mayor. Can you share with us how long have you been the Mayor of Coral Springs?
Sure, I'm happy to. I originally was elected as mayor in March of 2006 and got reelected as mayor in November of 2008 unopposed. So at that time I served 4 years and 8 months as mayor. We had moved the municipal election from March until November. So that's how I got the extra 8 months. And then shortly after Mayor Campbell passed away, we had a special election, and that election occurred last March. And I prevailed. So this round, I've been the mayor for a little over a year. In total, I'm completing my sixth year as mayor. So 4 years and 8 months before, 1 year and a month now. So almost 6 years.
Okay. That's great. Did you expect to come back and face the coronavirus?
Oh, yeah. The coronavirus has been a shock to most people, and it's certainly been a shock to me as well.
So how has the city, the civil services, and other essential activities?
So how we've been serving the residents since the essential lockdown is with public works, public safety, and code compliance shifting their duties. So they're focused more on efforts on public health and safety issues, as well as helping to ensure that non-essential businesses are not operating and that essential businesses are following the emergency orders. We also have a one-stop shop that is in the lobby of our city hall that provides services for building, water billing, code enforcement, permitting. Now all of those services are offered online. So we've had great support, technically from our employees, and they've been doing a great job to put all of these services online. We also have been doing a great job through our communications department, and they're leading the communication outreach to residents to make sure that they're informed on the ongoing situation and the resources involved, and connecting them to resources, beyond just our city. Our economic development team is also supporting local businesses with temporary financial assistance guidance.
Oh, that's great. And then, so what's your recommendation now if someone wants to reach out to getting some city services? Is that through online as the first the option?
So like I said, these services are online. Truly, our website is tremendous. So you go to coralsprings.org, and there are incredible amount of resources there. There's also, key numbers that can be called. Probably the best number for information is 344-1001. Mm-hmm. There's small businesses that might be in need. There's a hotline that we have at the city, and I'll locate that number later in the podcast.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we, generally refer folks, we've been sharing on Instagram and other places to call the city, go to the websites to get the latest information. So I think we definitely refer everyone to the website.
Great. That's great. That's very helpful. Oh, and I did pull up the business hotline, and that's 954-344-5772.
Thanks. And with this lockdown, there's a lot of different, cities around in the county. How has been the coordination between the cities? Because a lot of times, people live in one city, maybe Parkland, and then, have business or have working in Coral Springs or maybe even further away. So how has the mayors and then the two counties, Palm Beach and Broward, been coordinating these?
So here in Broward County, there have been coordinated calls through Bertha Henry, Mayor Holness, and practically all of the mayors in the county have been getting on the phone on a regular basis to share information and come up with a coordinated plan. Recently, I was on a call with Mayor Holness and about 25 other mayors And they're talking about a plan for four counties. That has been the goal.
I see.
In terms of, you know, South Florida, obviously, we've been impacted at a much greater number than any other area of Florida.
Right.
So what the governor may have in mind in regards to reopening businesses and whatnot may not be as applicable to the South Florida region.
Mm-hmm.
And all four counties now are working together on attempting at least to have a reopening strategy in conjunction with our state leaders.
No, that makes sense.
Currently, you know, details are still being worked out. Ultimately, any decisions are going to be driven by health officials and CDC recommendations.
That's great. And so basically the Southern Florida counties are basically coordinating each other. So hopefully whatever we actually, the procedures or things we have to, you know, the ordinances, that will be coordinated across all the four counties in the South Florida. Is that the plan?
That's the goal.
Okay.
That's the goal.
And then how have the residents, like, have you gotten feedback from residents? How do they feel like about how the lockdown is? Because right now, personally, I see a lot of things are going pretty smoothly. People understand, you know, and then people are listening to new updates, like, for example, the mask wearing and, you know, but I don't know, from your position, do you see, you know, see there's a positive feedback from the residents?
You know, I'd say overwhelmingly positive. Across the citizenry and across the different stakeholders. However, there are certainly concerns that are being expressed by our citizens, and that we, along with other governmental entities, we have to work on addressing those concerns. So I'll share with you just a couple of concerns that were shared with me,
mm-hmm.
With either residents or business owners as of today, when I asked that question on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So this one great entrepreneur that lives in our city, Kevin Thatcher, he says that his greatest concern is for the essential workers that put their lives on the line each day to fight COVID-19
right.
and other life-threatening issues. And that's a big concern of so many. And similarly, even, you know, one of my favorite places to visit is Publix.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are walking in and out of Publix. Thankfully, what I've seen is a tremendous amount of people honoring the rules to enter with a mask and not allow people in without a mask.
Right.
But I do have another good friend, Ray Callahan, that has been moved to different stores, not necessarily in Coral Springs, and he has seen a lack of cooperation with that law. And so he's got concern for his own and other, you know, worker safety at Publix. So there are a lot of people feel a lot of pressure for a lot of different reasons. It might be financial, it might be physical health, it might be
right.
mental health. And I think if together we can follow the rules, stay informed, and be in connection as the residents are with us and collaborate, I think our city will continue to be in very, very good shape. And we'll continue to be agile and keep our residents safe.
No, absolutely. And then I think one of the challenges is for masks is that, the first thing, some of the, you know, the more medical grade masks, obviously, is difficult to get. And then, but I do also know my neighbors and other folks are making their own masks. And I'm not sure is there any guidance from the city as to how people should be, you know, getting the masks, or is there something that you're thinking of when they reopen that maybe the demand for masks increases? Is there any coordination planned to ensure that folks have access to masks?
As far as I know at this time, not that I know of, but that doesn't mean that we can't coordinate an effort to, you know, resolve that concern. I know I've carried around a couple of extra masks that my wife has ordered personally through my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to have in my car, I saw a woman with her son about to walk into Publix the other day without masks. I asked them if they wanted mine. They said, sure. So that's something else I urge our community to cooperate with. To the extent we have some families with extra masks, you know,
right.
maybe carry them in case they're going to a store for somebody that may be in need. Additionally, I know that a lot of people, including Diane Gonzalez Simpson, they've been making masks and donating them to people in need. So I think to a great extent, the community itself is coming together to address that particular issue. But if it remains an issue in mass, so to speak, I'm sure we'll come up with something to address that.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I definitely think that's a good idea to carry extra masks if you have access to them, and help help your fellow citizens to if you see that they don't have a mask available. So beyond the mask, there's from a business point of view, Coral Springs actually is compared to Parkland has a lot more diverse business. There's industrial parks. There's quite a wide variety of businesses. It will be a challenge to open the same time. So, how do you involve? What's your discussion with the different industry business owners, and what the sequence of things that has to happen to open up the city?
Yeah, in terms of business owners and what they think needs to be the sequence to open, really any business that's not essential wants to be open as soon as possible.
Right.
So, if you're talking about a hair salon, dog grooming. If they could open safely tomorrow, they would open safely tomorrow. Unfortunately, we're not quite there yet to open non-essential businesses because we haven't seen the numbers, to do that. In reality, Lee, it's not even up to us at this juncture. In reality, the most conservative approach has already been taken by Governor DeSantis.
Right.
And until there are openings lifted, until there are restrictions lifted by the governor, we can't lift those restrictions here. What our plan is to reopen slowly and safely, whatever that looks like. From our briefing today, it appears that our parks that have been open, but not to parking cars there, mm-hmm. are about to reopen shortly and maintaining the social distancing rules of 6 feet apart and making sure that there are no large gatherings, which my understanding would be more than 10 people, and there wouldn't be any competitive play,
right.
But there can be open play in the near future. Exactly when that's going to occur, I'm not sure. I anticipate in the next few days.
Oh, thanks. It definitely sounds like we should all listen to the state level guidance, and then based on that, the local level guidance will come afterwards.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of your written questions to me was about how have we been working with the different businesses and the industries in Coral Springs. We've been on a call, my city manager and I, with the head of the chamber, Cindy Brief, chairperson of the chamber, Andrea Jacobs, and some other business leaders in the community on a weekly basis to talk about, how we can serve the businesses, both essential and non-essential, and engage in discussions along those lines, as well as our economic development department. They've really done a great job, not just keeping our businesses informed about resources and webinars, but they've also been doing surveys and providing connection with assistance programs. And I'll tell you what some of their efforts have been. Besides the hotline that I mentioned before, we've been hosting Zoom sessions to speak about disaster preparedness, address the COVID crisis, and meeting with some of the business leaders outside of the call, along with the CRA board and our attorney, to research potential business assistance programs.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm urging people to do now as a result of the call that I was on with Congressman Ted Deutsch last night is
right.
Now, today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is the time to apply if you're a business owner through your bank for the PPP program Route 2. So I've actually
Absolutely.
Been in touch with my own banker, Millard Abraham, about doing the same for my law firm.
No, I think the PPP program, the awareness and then understanding the procedures, working with the right bank is important. In some ways, it's a good opportunity to work with you're a community bank versus a large, national bank that may be too busy with other things.
Absolutely.
So it's good to reach out to some local contacts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we started something called a Give Where You Live program through the Community Chest. Mm-hmm. And that we will be taking donations to help not just residents in need, but also small business owners in need here in the community of Coral Springs.
Is there more information on that? I'm personally not that familiar with this.
There is. It's on the website. And I'll also, when you and I are complete,
okay,
I have a list of maybe 4 to 6 links that I will email you for your broadcast and for your written publication.
Excellent. I have one sort of one question. Is that, now that economic activity has been hindered by the pandemic, I assume the sales tax will be somewhat impacted. Does that affect the city, from a revenue point of view, or is that mostly a state-level concern?
No, it affects us because of the lag time in receiving the sales tax revenue, as well as the dollar amount. At this juncture, we don't have a specific amount of a revenue shortfall that we're planning for and, making accommodations so that we, balance our budget. But the estimate so far is about $4-4.5 million from Catherine Gibbons.
Okay.
And it does not appear as though we'll have to go into reserves for that money.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know exactly how long this will be and what the economic impact will be. And I tell you, for your listeners, one of the greatest things that we can do as a community is to embrace the uncertainty. What does that mean? It means that while this is difficult, and we can and should acknowledge that it's difficult, and certainly do whatever we can to protect ourselves and our neighbors from the spread of the virus. I think we have to understand that, past, societies have gone through very tough things, including the Great Depression that lasted from 1929 to 1941. And that Great Depression evolved, and people evolved, and people worked, and people survived. And if there is, in order for us to move beyond this, I think it helps to know that we're moving together. And I think the vast majority of Coral Springs citizens and business owners have really been moving together through this pandemic. And that's one of the reasons why our numbers so far are relatively low in terms of cases and impact here in the city. And, it's not easy to embrace uncertainty. People have real fears of getting impacted, whether it's health-wise, financially, or their business. And those fears are real and should not be belittled. And it's up to us to go through and beyond those fears. I think it was Nelson Mandela that talked about courage, being able not to overcome fears, but able to move through those fears. And I think as a public, that's how we are, that's how the leadership is in Coral Springs. Currently, we're under an incredible city manager who's leading the city, Frank Babinek, during this emergency. We have a great team at the head of the city of Coral Springs that includes Alex Falcone, who is our emergency operations manager, Lynn Martzel, who's been in charge of marketing, and so many others, our police chief, our fire chief. And they are just all engaged in this collaborative, coordinated effort to keep our citizens safe. And that is our number one priority. And we will get back to a new norm, right? Sounds kind of funny, getting back to a new norm, but I think that's what will happen in the very near future. And we've just got to continue to be agile, be flexible, and be informed.
Right. No, I totally agree. I think, I'm relatively, I like to read history. And then one of the things always sort of takes comfort in is that, you know, Spanish flu, after the Spanish flu, the U.S. economy grew, you know, quite successfully for the following decade. So I think generally it's the short term things we have to do, and the health aspect of it, you know, getting everyone aware of the things they should do to protect themselves, and then get people to think about what's going to come after this. You know, I think that's the two goals we have. So. No, I think this is a very
for
good,
sure.
You know, something great for our readers and listeners to definitely think about. So, I think our time has run out. So, I'm not sure if you want to say anything else. Definitely, it's good information for folks.
Sure. I mean, I would just finish with letting our citizens know we're doing everything that we can to prevent the spread any further and to take care of everybody. And we need their support and collaboration and cooperation. So, you know, follow the emergency orders for safer at home. Follow the order regarding not, you know, attending, you know, non-essential events, businesses. We're going to reopen in the near future. We're going to reopen in a safe way, in a measured way, and in a slow way. So we also ask you to be patient. Stay home as much as you can, and together we'll get beyond this.
Sounds very good. And then just sort of something light. So do you think at the end of this we're going to have a big Coral Springs party? Once, let's say they have vaccine or whatever, just a huge party. I think there's going to be a lot of pent-up desire for something, so parade or something.
Yeah, we're coming up with creative ideas to do something virtually, and we're looking at what we can do regarding our, you know, Bites and Sips events in the future, but sure, it'd be great if there's something that existed and we could have a large event again. But I don't see that on the immediate horizon. But I do see people connecting. And one of the best ways to connect these days is, you know, virtually, phone, and, you know, if you're family, a little bit more than 6 feet away if you're not living with that person. But I have no doubt that we're going to get through it.
Absolutely. Well, thanks a lot for this call, for this chat, and appreciate the time on your busy schedule.
My pleasure. My pleasure. All right. Take care, Lee. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. This ends our first Know Your Civic Leader series. Please send us your comments and suggestions. And thanks for listening.